from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something in the back of your mind you always kind of hope for at some point in time to happen, and I think that at this point in my career it's a good time for it, and hopefully I can come in and help.
What happened last season is, you know, you've been up and down for a few years and you were able to stick last year. Just what happened when you had a season opportunity, I guess?
Yeah, I think starting probably 2 years ago around November, playing for Daryl Sutter, I really figured out what I was, and a big part of that's to his credit and the coaching staff in Calgary. I figured out what it was going to take for me to be in the NHL every day and contribute in different ways. So going through last year, I was just trying to really be consistent, and I thought I did a pretty good job of that. And I thought I took a lot of good steps, and making sure that practice days you're treating like game days and you're staying competitive and keeping juices flowing and bringing that stuff every day is a big part of consistency. And that's what I thought I was able to kind of figure out in my 5th and 6th year pro. And I think I can just keep it rolling now.
For your history in this building and with this organization, what's it like if Lindy Ruff is going to be the coach? You didn't just sign with the Sabres. You signed with the Sabres to play for Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely pretty cool. I got similar to Tucky a couple years ago when he got here. Like, I grew up watching all those teams and been fortunate enough to meet a lot of those guys, and a lot of them helped train me, from Brian Campbell to Ellie to Kevin back at the Academy of Hockey. So there's been a lot of connections, but definitely with Lindy, it's cool. I mean, I grew up, you know, like you guys all were here. The city was just amazing. Like, I was getting days off of school for playoff games, and it was a special time, and this super passionate fan base here. And I think that when you think of that, those times, you think of the players, but you think of Lindy a lot. And I think it's a super exciting time for the organization, and it definitely makes signing here at this point in time like a little more special.
You know, someone who's from here, what would it mean to be part of a group that could maybe bring back some of that insight?
Just as someone who grew up and saw it, like, it's such a great hockey town, and you can see it in, I think, two ways, just from the support the team gets when things are going really well, and then the other side of it is so many people that play here stay here after. Like, there's a massive alumni base here, so that just goes to show how amazing the city is and how great the people are, and, you know, it's a great place to raise a family. Like, there's so many good parts about playing here, and that's why you see a lot of guys that don't leave after. So it's definitely an amazing hockey town, and it would be super special to help turn that around, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
You had some very competitive games against these guys the last few years, especially in Calgary, a couple that went to overtime. What were your takeaways from watching, you know, Alex and those guys and everybody that you had the chance to play with?
Yeah, and I've had a unique look at it just because I've been able to skate with a lot of them in the summer just in the past, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. So, like, watching Tage's progression from playing most of the year in Rochester to really popping a couple years ago, like, I was skating with them for most of that summer, so you could see it kind of coming, and a lot of the guys are like that, and there's just so much talent and speed and ability kind of throughout the lineup. And hopefully with, you know, age and maturity and some of the guys that have come in, including myself, we can try to bring some of that snarl and that anger and kind of make some more pushback and kind of keep it, you know, going that way.
You mentioned you figured out what you are. What kind of defenseman have you developed into?
Well, definitely a defensive first player. I try to be extremely hard to play against, and you can look at that in a multitude of ways. I mean, obviously, I've been willing to fight in my career, and that's something that's not going to change. But also, like, there's a different – you can do things that are hard to play against that aren't just fighting. It's being super physical. It's after the whistle. It's boxing guys out. It's giving a cross check. If somebody takes a run at somebody on your team and they don't even connect, but you go over and say something to them or get in their face, like, all that stuff is a big part of that. And you don't need to have, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys that just fight 20 times a year like you did 15, 20 years ago. Now it's that team toughness, and that really starts with having a good group of guys that are willing to do that to start it off, and then it's super contagious, I've found, at least in my career, kind of going around. So something I definitely want to help bring here.
What is the fight? How long have you had that fear game? How
back does that go? Kind of like since I turned pro, honestly. I started off playing in Rockford after signing with Chicago, and I wasn't playing a ton early on. And our captain there, Andrew Campbell, was like, "Gibby, you're a good player, but there's 7 returners here. Like, when you get in, you got to do something to stay in." And the staff there was unbelievable. And the coach that I had there for 1.5 years, Derek King, was great and mentored me a lot. And it's just something I figured out. And it's not something that needs to happen 15, 20 times a year, like I said, but be able to do that, you know, 6, 7, 8 times a season, and your teammates know that someone's there to do that for you, I think it's a big thing in the room. And like I said, it's contagious.
How does that experience now apply for you here, where, of course, a lot of big names, a lot of guys that have been around for a bit, how are you going to be able to separate yourself from those guys?
Oh, I mean, there's definitely a ton of really good players here, especially defensemen. I kind of look at it like how I went into Calgary a couple years ago. Like, our top 4 in Calgary for the majority of the last 2 years was Hanifin, Uyghur, Anderson, and Tanev. Like, that's a pretty – I mean, our team had some struggles throughout the last 2 seasons, but I would put that 4 up against almost anybody in the league. So in some ways I've learned, okay, so that's the top 4, and they're going to crunch a lot of minutes. How are you going to be effective in the 10, 12, 14 minutes you play, and what can you bring in those minutes to differentiate yourself? And I played with, you know, Michael Stone when I was there a little bit, Jordan Osterley, Nikita Zadorov. So, like, I played with different guys on both sides, and you can kind of just figure out ways, because the minutes are, those guys are super talented, and you want them on the ice as much as possible because how good they are, obviously, but you got to figure out ways in the minutes that you're given to be able to make a difference and impact on the game, whether it's 10, 12, 14 minutes, whatever it is, whether it's penalty killing or being super hard on those forwards that you get out against, and turn the momentum, and just whatever you can do. It's just, you got to find the best you can in those minutes to be effective, because we are so many good defensemen here. You're not going to play, you know, it's not going to be an even spread of 20.
You mentioned the Junior Sabres and Academy of Hockey. You're like 10 years removed now, but we're seeing a lot of the fruits of that building being there. What's it meant for guys, people from here, no matter if guys like you become pros or kids, to have that set up down there the last 10 years?
Oh, it's been massive. I mean, I look at my core group of, like, good friends here that are still playing pro hockey, with Dee Simone, Ryan Schmelzer, Andrew Podorowski, Sean Malone, Dylan McLaughlin, Cole Schneider, Iafala was here for a while. There's a couple other guys I didn't mention that are younger, like Kuntar and the McCarthy brothers. They're coming. Like, it's such a massive resource, and to have that at age 13, 14, like, the amount of, you know, benefit I got out of being able to go on the ice with young pros or the Sabres guys a couple days a week when I was 15, 16, like, that helps you immensely, because you might be a little nervous out there or whatever, and you might not be doing your best or struggling a bit, but just getting those reps in makes everything easier. And the pace of those skates was always super good. And having Kevin and Ellie and Adam Mayer was there for a while too. Like, those guys been there and have done it, and they know what it takes to get to that level. So to have people like that, you have their hands on you at such a young age, is just massive for development.
Do you have a favorite memory in this building?
I would say either winning a high school championship here, or maybe unfortunately scoring a couple years ago against the Sabres. That was pretty cool. I had a lot of family here and stuff, so that was cool for them. And it was cool afterwards to see everybody and for it to all come full circle. And been a long journey, but it's been great so far. Since he got here, pretty much. I actually grew up playing against him when he was in Syracuse, so knew of him, and then he went to the U.S. program, and I was in the USHL, and then I played against him in college, so we've been kind of competing against each other for, I would say, the better part of 15, 20 years now, which is kind of crazy to think about, but yeah, it's been a while.
What has he kind of told you about the group and on and off the ice about how you can fit in, how you can help, and what they need?
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of guys have reached out already and just kind of said welcome. I know a bunch of them just, you know, at some level just from the last few years, but he said it's a great group of guys. It seems like the families around the team are really close. Like the wives and girlfriends seem to have a great relationship, which is exciting. You know, Kevin's wife reached out to my girlfriend after I signed my contract. That's something that I never heard of before. So I think it's all group really cares about each other, and that's from the top down, and that's such an important part, and it's really all you can ask for as a foundation, and now we just got to go out and get going.
You're not a kid. You've been in three organizations, played in the NHL for two teams. What it's going to be like to put that jersey on?
It'll be cool. I mean, like, I couldn't even have imagined how Monday was going to go, and it was pretty crazy. I think playing here, playing some games here, and having a bunch of family and friends, I'm sure the first couple games will be interesting. I think it'll actually probably be nice that we're starting overseas to kind of just get all that out of the way with not a lot of distractions. But yeah, I think at this point, like you said, I'm definitely old enough, mature enough to handle it. Something that'll be really cool for a lot of people, but for me at the end of the day, it was just a really good fit, and I was super excited about the opportunity that was in front of me with here. And being close to home and closer to family is super important to me. I'm super close to my extended family, so that was definitely a major bonus. But the fit of everything was a big factor too. It's probably, I'll say Danny Briere because I don't know him, but it was probably Brian Campbell because I grew up like wanting to play like him and everything. And then I got the chance to work with him for a couple of years in Chicago, and he was super instrumental in helping me with learning the offside and all the little ins and outs of what it takes to be a good pro and everything. So probably one of those two.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.